Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Psychopath Test, A Journey Through the Madness Industry, by John Ronson. Is a fascinating exploration into the complex world of psychopathy and the industry built around diagnosing and treating mental health disorders. Through Ronson's immersive journey, readers are introduced to the controversial Hare Psychopathy Checklist Revised, PCLR, a diagnostic tool used to identify psychopathic tendencies. Ronson's narrative weaves together interviews with individuals labeled as psychopaths, the psychologists who study them, and the people whose lives are affected by them, creating a multidimensional view on what it means to be classified as a psychopath. This investigative work not only questions the validity and impact of psychopathy diagnoses, but also delves into the broader implications of how society deals with mental health issues, the ethics of treatment, and the fine line between normal and abnormal behavior. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding psychopathy and the PCLR. John Ronson's journey begins with an exploration of psychopathy and the main tool used for diagnosing it, the Hare Psychopathy Checklist Revised, PCLR. Psychopathy is often characterized by traits such as lack of empathy, manipulativeness, and glibness, among others. The PCLR, developed by Dr. Robert Hare, is a diagnostic assessment that rates individuals on a scale based on these traits to determine their level of psychopathy. Ronson provides an in-depth look into how the test is administered and its significance in the madness industry. He raises critical questions about the objectivity of the criteria and the implications for those who score high enough to be considered psychopaths. The discussion extends to the broader context of how these traits are perceived in society and the role of personality assessments in the criminal justice system, ultimately challenging readers to consider the complexity of human behavior and the potential for misdiagnosis. Secondly, the role of psychopathy in the criminal justice system. A significant portion of the psychopath test revolves around the intersection of psychopathy and the criminal justice system. Ronson delves into how the PCLR is used to influence decisions about sentencing, parole, and treatment in forensic settings. He shares stories of the individuals who have been labeled as psychopaths by the criminal justice system and the profound effects this has on their lives and the lives of their victims. Through these narratives, Ronson highlights the ethical dilemmas and controversies surrounding the use of psychopathy diagnoses in legal contexts. He critically examines the notion that psychopaths are inherently dangerous and untreatable, bringing to light the nuanced nature of human behavior and the dangers of oversimplification. The discussion sheds light on the power dynamics at play between those who diagnose and those who are diagnosed, showcasing the profound implications of a psychopathy label in determining an individual's fate within the system. Thirdly, the madness industry and its influence? John Ronson's exploration extends beyond individuals and the criminal justice system to the broader madness industry. The network of psychiatric institutions, pharmaceutical companies, and professionals that influence public perceptions of mental health and illness. Ronson critically examines the commercial and professional interests that shape the industry, including the push for diagnoses, the role of medication in treatment, and the influence of the pharmaceutical industry on psychiatric practice. He presents a critique of the ways in which mental health is commodified and pathologies are constructed, questioning the motivations behind treatment approaches and the categorization of mental health conditions. Through interviews and stories, Ronson uncovers the complexity of diagnosing mental health issues and the impact of industry-driven narratives on individuals' lives, challenging readers to think critically about the relationship between mental health, industry interests, and societal norms. Fourthly, media influence and public perception of psychopathy in the psychopath test. John Ronson also addresses the significant role media plays in shaping public perception of psychopathy. He explores how sensationalized portrayals of psychopaths in news outlets and entertainment media contribute to widespread misconceptions and fears. Ronson illustrates the disparity between media representations and the reality of living with a psychopathy diagnosis, highlighting the stigma and stereotypes that arise from such portrayals. Through engaging anecdotes and critical analysis, he urges readers to question the narratives fed to them by the media, emphasizing the danger of conflating entertainment with reality. This discussion invites a reflection on the power of media narratives to influence public understanding and attitudes towards mental health, encouraging a more nuanced and informed perspective on psychopathy and mental illness in general. Lastly, ethical concerns and the future of mental health diagnosis. A critical aspect of the psychopath test involves the ethical concerns surrounding the diagnosis and treatment of mental health disorders. John Ronson challenges readers to consider the moral implications of labeling individuals as psychopaths and the impact of such labels on their identity and treatment. He brings to light the potential for abuse in the diagnosis process and the risk of relegating complex human behavior to simplistic categories. Furthermore, Ronson discusses the future of mental health diagnosis, questioning the reliance on checklists and the potential for advances in neuroscience to offer more nuanced understandings of psychopathy and other mental health issues. Through this lens, Ronson advocates for a more empathetic and individualized approach to mental health, one that acknowledges the depth of human experience and the dangers of dehumanizing labels. The discussion calls for a reconsideration of current practices in favor of more ethical and compassionate approaches to mental health care. In conclusion, The Psychopath Test, A Journey Through the Madness Industry by John Ronson is a captivating and thought-provoking exploration into the world of psychopathy diagnosis and its broader societal implications. Ronson's investigation raises important questions about the nature of psychopathy, the ethics of labeling individuals, and the influence of the madness industry on our perceptions of mental health. This book is a must-read for anyone interested in psychology, criminal justice, or the complexities of human behavior. It offers valuable insights for professionals within these fields, as well as for a broader audience looking to understand the nuances of mental health issues and their treatment. By challenging readers to think critically about the systems in place for diagnosing and treating mental health disorders, Ronson's work encourages a more compassionate and nuanced approach to understanding human behavior. Ultimately, this book has the power to change the conversation around mental health, making it an essential read for those looking to deepen their understanding of the human mind. If you would like to support John Ronson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.